Coach, split of the doubleheader here today. I know you would love to have gotten two, but first game just couldn't get the bats going. And, you know, we had a good defensive performance in that first game.
We did. You know, I think all together for the doubleheader, giving up three runs,
yeah,
is really good. I think if we can do that in one game, we can win quite a few of them. But, you know, again, we got to make some adjustments in practice. Coming off a long period here without playing, and get our bats going. Korf pitched a really nice game. I mean, he really did. So it wasn't easy, but I feel like we're a better hitting team than what we showed in game one, and really even in game two. You know, we took advantage of some walks and in a couple errors, but we really only had a couple hard hit balls. But you know, we put the ball in play, and if we would have put the ball in play in game one, we would have gave ourselves a better chance as well. Game one, I really thought we had a really good shot at tying it up. In the last inning, kid made a nice catch out in the outfield. So overall, good with the split against the league team. Those are, you know, sweeps are better, but always happy with this split. So
absolutely, yeah. Second game, you go down 1-0 early there, and then you kind of explode. And you mentioned it a little bit. You know, I think probably a lot of people would call those errors, but I think those are a lot of infield singles, because I think your runners would have beat the throw to first anyway on the slow rollers. But, you know, just kept moving around the bases there, and that was a big inning that kind of took a lot of wind out of Hugoton in that second game.
It did. Yeah, definitely. They weren't, you know, hit hard. I really wanted us to see what's top of our lineup there in the last inning that we had batted, come out and hit the ball hard and really start driving some runs and get back into, you know, kind of what we've looked in the past at. Yesterday in practice, we hit the ball really hard. You know, so like I said, we got to make a couple changes going into next week, get back on top of hitting the ball.
I know you were able to you don't have one pitcher available for Tuesday, but you're able to keep your pitch counts for Harrison and Easton, and of course Brady there in that second game down, and that's big for what you could have available for Tuesday.
It is. It wasn't all, you know, pitch count. Some of it's just getting work in where we haven't had a game in a while, too. So, you know, even though it wasn't extended work for Harrison and Easton and Brady, the 2-2-1, wasn't necessarily the exact plan we had either. We could have gone 3-3-1 or something. But getting four of our five pitchers that have thrown all of our innings on the mound today definitely helps us getting into Tuesday. You know, and then hopefully we can get that game in Tuesday and you know, really get after it for regionals.
While it's not a sole possession of the GWAC championship, at least a share, that's big for the program. They've been so close a couple of times, but say you're at least a co-champions, that's pretty big.
Yeah, you know, there's still games to be played, not league for us, but we've taken care of our part. So you know, a couple other teams still got to go out there, and you know, they got to perform in order to win. So but yeah, it's definitely big for our program. Not sure of the last time we were champions or co-champions, but being in first with no more league games to play is huge for us. You know, and definitely keeping our lead at the regional with a split as well. So